Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program contains material suitable for mature audiences only.
Listen, I just have to get off the phone right now. I'm going to put something in his ass. I have to call you back. I'll call you back when I'm done picking him in his ass, okay? I'll just go right back. Okay. Let's call us in.
So mature. Yes, yes, yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Seed Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
All too much. Oh my god.
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio is Greg Kinsey.
Hey.
And the mystery guest, my girlfriend.
Yes.
Who we will only call by her first name, Lucille, because we have revealed so much about her.
That nobody could ever possibly make the connection by looking at your Facebook friends. No one will ever know.
No one will ever know.
It's impossible to figure it out.
I don't know my last name, though. I have like three. Also.
I know some of them. I will share none of them to maintain your anonymity.
I can't even be compromised because I don't even know.
We want the answers, Greg.
I will not tell you.
Well, we'll just see about it.
Oh, no.
What was the character? We probably can't talk about it. Yeah. Oh, the fashion designer. The red carpet guy.
Oh,
the red carpet Nazi was a character
Nazi
we came up with.
Yeah, that's the best character. Yeah. You look lovely tonight.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
It's a nice German.
I love Hugo Boss.
Hugo Boss is the best.
So, I like your white dress. All white dress.
Welcome to the carpet.
Here at Art Star Scene Radio, we play the ass party game.
Yeah.
And anytime we say ass, maybe if you like whiskey, take a sip.
Yeah, rub it on your gums.
Maybe you're not into any drugs or alcohol.
Because you're weird.
Maybe
you
your thing is getting a real dough.
Oh.
What's a real dough?
It's just like a
what do you mean,
dough?
What's a real dough?
Is
that what we use?
Is that what we use? Yes. It is what you use. It's the realer version of a field dough.
So maybe that's your thing. So if we say ass, you...
You loop
stick
it up.
Stick something up your ass.
And loop it up.
Just put the head. The hole.
And if we say asshole, take two sips or...
Put the other end in your cooch.
And if we say ass fuck, take three sips or...
Lady balls deep.
Damn right.
Oh.
Go lady balls deep.
Say the secret word, win a prize. I know you love these.
I do. It'll go well with my other one.
It's shiny and it lights up and it goes on your wrist.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I knew you would. So you're motivated to try to figure out what the secret word is.
It looks like a bracelet and it's like if you were to slap it on your hand.
Yeah, like a slap bracelet.
Oh, what is that?
That's a thing from the 90s. No, she pretends like she doesn't know what a slap bracelet is because she doesn't want us to know how old she is.
And 21. This particular one was given to me to be a consent monitor for lust. So it's got it's got like that connection.
Was for me there?
Was Stormy Leather there?
Yeah, was Stormy there? Was she in there that was that night?
No, she wasn't.
I don't okay.
She wasn't there that time.
She is instantly less interested in this slap bracelet.
Fuck your stupid slap bracelet. Cock goblin, cock knobbin, nubbin, dick.
Cock goblin is your first guess.
Yes. I think it's always been my first guess. One day it's going to be cock goblin.
One day it'll be deserved.
Yes.
One day it will be cock goblin.
Yeah. And that's the day you'll say Twizzlers.
No. Anal frenium. Perennium.
I have a dick goblin on my phone.
You have a what?
A dick goblin on my phone.
A dick goblin?
Yeah, it's his name. Do you want to see?
Yes.
Hold on.
Who doesn't? There's also Dildo Man, which is sent to people who are feeling down.
You slide it.
It's a slide door.
She's adorable. I'm going to talk about just seconds ago, Faceboy was like, can you help her with the headphones?
It's my dick goblin.
Okay.
I also have a pillow.
Yes, it is a dick goblin.
Oh, that is like a nightmare creature with a long schlong.
Yeah.
And you got to get real close to the mic. When you're talking.
So it was really cute. Earlier, Facebook was like, can you help her? She was putting the headphones on with the sound port out. And I'm like, she's kidding. He's like, no, she's not kidding. I'm like, she's kidding. And then she's like, I'm not kidding. They're not working.
I mean, if you don't know how to use it, nothing works.
Yeah. I instantly remembered like this time that I was with a family. It was Easter and I'd been reunited with like family friends. And this woman was like, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Who do you know here? And I'm like, just making up shit because I'm goofy, and I thought she was joking with me, and then I realized, oh no, I'm a monster. She legitimately doesn't know who I am. Like something has happened. I felt so bad because I was laughing about it, but I had no I instantly felt terrible when I realized she was not fucking with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is bad because I'm like, you're kidding, right? And then when you say that to somebody, you instantly are the asshole.
Yeah, as soon as you say you're kidding, right, you're either exceptionally correct or a dick.
Yeah. Which you don't mean to be because you're assuming that they're kidding because you think they're smarter than they are.
It's like Bill Cosby being shoved through a tiny little hole. Like he's getting higher and higher.
Somebody cut a hole in the airplane and I'm going out the hole in the airplane. I do a really bad Cosby.
You do. It's worse than mine, and mine's terrible.
Let's hear yours.
Rudy,
Theo,
my wife, up. Claire.
And so, you like drinking, Rudy? Well, let's drink some more drinks.
Let's have a life. I'm turning Italian now. I used to actually be a little bit better than I am now at a bad Cosby impression because it was always bad. But since it's become less PC to even like talk about him at all.
Yeah, period.
I've actually really not done it in a long time, so I
well it's I'll like never stop worse. The jello
wooden pops.
I'm so bad at it that this writing partner I used to have, shout out to Joe Brian Shell, he was like, your Cosby's so bad that we decided to write a sketch in which we argue about how bad my Cosby is, and then we have to like hire a Cosby, and then we're at an audition and I'm like, all these people come in and do really good Cosby's. I'm like, it was terrible. And he's like, that was great. And then I'm like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Then I come in and audition and I do a terrible Cosby. It'll never get made.
You know,
I
also made a sketch similar to that where it was just called Bad Cosby. And it's just a bunch of people who are convinced they were good at Cosby, but they are all progressively worse. And of course, I was.
I'm Fat Albert.
that was a bad Pee Wee Herman. Hey, I don't know. Oh my God, your impression is bad.
Connect the dots. Hey. Connect the dots.
Hey, Jumbi. Mecca like a high, mecca hiney hiney ho.
Like you're so much better.
Oh, I'm so bad at impersonations. Especially when I've got headphones listening to my voice on, I get self-conscious and I can't do anything.
Our cold open, by the way, was Catherine and I's impersonation of Lucille.
Which is significantly better than my Cosby. It is.
She talks really fast sometimes.
Yeah, because like right outside, she was saying something, a lot of something, and then it ended with a lot of people don't like me, and I smiled and nodded, and then I'm like, I don't know what I'm agreeing to. I don't know what you just said.
A lot of people don't like me.
And I was just like, yeah, I'm not saying, wait, time out. I'm just being agreeable. I don't.
I just I'm going to kill myself, and I don't know what to think about it. So I'm gonna...
Yes!
Wow, he's got a good one.
Don't say it's better. We're in competition. How dare you?
So you know how I'm always talking about I have the perfect cat?
Yes.
I do have the perfect cat.
You do. Minus the piss problem.
Yes. She will. Well, that's over now that she's been fixed.
That's right. Notice how shortly after she pissed me off, she got fixed. I'm not saying a magic, but a magic.
Or angry. Magic does not equate to anger.
No, my anger creates magic.
Sure.
I told her, his mother, though, that cat sex is just rape.
It is.
That's how she got fixed. I was like, she was like, bring your little black cat over and they're going to have babies. And I was like, oh, but you do know that, you know, cats just rape each other. And she was like, what?
A lot of animals, that's true. Like
dolphins.
Ducks.
Yeah, mom pictures it like, you know, that they're two cats coming together eating the spaghetti.
She was like, I really want a black cat.
Well, ducks have like barbed penises so that like once they enter, the female can't get away.
Same ducks with are cats. Total rapists. Wait, they're gang rapists.
Yeah, they are. I saw that once.
Yeah, yeah, ducks are gang rapists. So one of the things, one of her perfect behaviors is no matter how late I sleep in or how hungry she is, she will not wake me up. Now, I've had cats as soon as like first sun is up, meow, meow, or one that would take his paw and slowly put the claws into my face.
Oh, claws? Wow.
Yeah. Just like never actually scratched me. But like if you sleep anymore, you will get scratched. So yesterday morning, mom comes in knocking on the door. Frank, are you there? I can't get the can open and Allie's hungry. And then later on at dinner, I pointed out, you know, Allie never wakes me up. But you did. And what did she say?
Well, what goes around comes around.
She goes, when you were a kid, you woke me up to eat. What goes around comes around.
Wow, she's holding on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a lot of anger here.
I used to have a cat that it was my brother's cat. When it wanted to wake you up, it would just gently put its paw on your face and then like lightly push.
Aww,
it would never scratch. It would just be like, eh. Without sound. And it would, and my brother would be like, my brother just always wakes up at night and he goes, okay.
Aw. My cat never bothers me, but there's always food.
Yeah, your cat. Well, my brother's cat always has food too.
We have a dry food though. She's just bitchy. She's like, give me that fancy. We gave her the McDonald's fancy feast.
Yeah, she got fancy feast when we had the cyclone bomb. What the fuck is that?
Bomb cyclone.
It's cold.
Poorly timed because it's on the same day that he's talking about the size of his nuke button.
I know. That was
like,
yeah.
Are we
like,
really calling this that on the same day? As yeah. Really? So are you just telling us that it's a bomb cyclone because we're going to get nuked?
No, they're calling it because that's what they call it.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
So I had run out of her wet food. I didn't know it was going to be as bad as it was. So I wasn't going to even try to go to the pet food store where she gets her fancy food, not fancy feast. So I went to the deli and they had fancy feast and cats fucking love it.
It's McDonald's.
For cats. You know, they really love it and it's really bad for them.
Correct. It's full of like sugar and like processed crap and like, yeah.
So she's been harassing us ever since for that.
Yeah.
Where's like, the food? Where's the good food? What the hell's
this? Where's
my
Big Mac?
I want that sugar cat.
I want my Big Mac.
You've been feeding me steak for years and now you show me that there's a Big Mac? What the fuck?
Yep.
How dare you?
She was all hyped too after. She looked like crazy. She was like,
he's like,
and she caught a mouse.
She did catch a mouse.
But she always gets mice when they come in. But she did the thing again where she dropped it in the tub.
That's a funny place for a gift. She must think you eat in the tub.
No, it was still alive.
She just doesn't want to kill it. She's just using it as a toy.
She just wanted to watch it like fucking try to get out of the tub.
Yeah.
She was laughing at it.
So she's basically the guy in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
I mean, all cats are like the guy in Silence of the Lambs. I love cats and all cats are the guy from Silence of the Lambs.
Not my Buffalo precious
Bill.
Angel.
Yes, your cat is. Your cat dog's your... bites your dog's butthole.
Not anymore.
But Lucille was in the bathroom.
I was going to take a bath.
Francis.
No more.
Francis. It was more like that. Francis. And so I went in and I didn't have to kill it. I was able to trap it.
And release it.
A little plastic container and then slide it up.
Yeah, but then you brought it into the bedroom.
To show you for some reason. Like I was proud.
Like you caught it.
Like I caught it.
Look, it's in Tupperware. I'm saving it for later.
Well, they bring them to you because they think you don't know how to cat, right? So they're teaching you how to cat.
No, I think that's a weird misconception. They bring it to you as like
a gift.
Hey, you feed me. I'm feeding you.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry, but I killed this thing. You usually feed me. Maybe you're hungry.
I just had fancy feast. I'm good.
Yeah. I just had fancy feast. I'm good.
That's a very good. No, but he does that voice during sex sometimes, and I tell him don't do the fat man voice during sex.
to love I'm trying to find my dick.
Where's
I have a boundary about that now.
Where's your clitoris? I want to lick it.
Has it happened in a while?
It hasn't. You're pretty good about not crossing my boundaries sometimes.
I'm like swinging this mic to try and catch her face.
My face moves a lot. All right. I'll, yeah. Like this.
So also something that happened this week. A not so subtle hint that took me a day and a half to figure out. Lucille sent me this picture of this woman in thigh cuffs. You know what those are? The cuffs go around the thighs, and then there are cuffs that go here. So you're like attached like this.
Mm-hmm.
She can show you a picture of her in it.
I feel like I know the rope version of what you're talking about.
Of course you do.
From Boy Scouts.
From Boy Scouts.
Yeah. A day and a half.
Got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Before I asked her, hey, do you want to start getting into bondage again?
A day and a half.
A day and a half. Like, that should have been immediate.
Yeah.
I would have known. If you showed it to me, I would have told you.
Of course. Like.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like these are bondage cuffs in theory. These are bondage cuffs in action. Mm-hmm. And I can tell from the bedding and the toilet that this is Francis's bedroom.
You have to explain the toilet part.
You have an antique toilet that looks like a night table that you use as a night table, but it's actually an antique toilet.
Yeah. What?
You never do that.
No.
You lift it up.
That's where I put my phone and everything. What the fuck?
On an old toilet.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah.
What?
If she puts headphones on like that, she would have never figured this out. I totally blew up your spot.
Listen, I was nervous.
Well, at least you know she wasn't rummaging through your nightstand to steal your money.
Because all she'd find was a hole.
Was a toilet.
Come here.
I like silence. Silence is good.
Yeah, we got tickle water.
Can you tell them that I wasn't on the phone while you were pegging yourself? Tell them you weren't.
I said that last week.
What?
You said that was in the show notes this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was in the show notes because I said it.
I see what you mean from last week.
Because you were looking something up?
But last night you were.
I was changing the music. It wasn't appropriate to do.
But weren't you texting Catherine last night?
Last
night you were.
But it's me. It's different. I love ruining your sex life. You guys are going to have sex, right?
What are you doing now?
Faceboy was like, all right, so Lucille's going to be on the show. We will not have sex on air because you will undoubtedly ruin it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. We're not doing it.
I dare you.
Not doing it.
Dog.
So Greg and I have this obsession. It may just be
No, you have an obsession.
But Greg and I have this obsession with this gluten-free, vegan, zero calories, no GMO, kosher, no BPA. Yeah.
Why would they write that on there?
Is it that's water? That's it's just fucking water.
It's flavored bubble water.
Water.
It's
pickle water. How could water have gluten in it?
Well, I don't know, but I'm safe.
Yeah. So we got watermelon and grape.
Which I'm going to find both of them disgusting. I'm going to find both of them disgusting. So I'm going to drink it and be disgusted.
A fox, though. I like foxes.
Oh, it's this bottle is cute. That's why Catherine likes it.
Yeah.
But they're ridiculous. They're like, this is like the hipsterest. This is more hipster than LaCroix.
Oh, I don't know. It's so hipster, the hipsters haven't even found out about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's try grape. But you guys want to try?
What? Go ahead,
What were you going to say?
I was going to say just the good part of the story about me eventually getting the hint is that I also got her the thigh cuffs.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that they were on her and not even the picture she sent you. That I get it now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So you ready to try this tickle water?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Let's see if it tickles. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's some like audio porn shit.
Yeah. It's I can smell it. I got the smell of grape.
There are whole YouTube channels devoted to just sounds like this.
Mm, it smells like a mixture of a very chemical grape flavor mixed with farts.
It smells like farts and purple.
It does
Got
smell
it.
Like farts and purple. Farts That's and exactly, purple. You're going to smell it. It smells like farts and purple.
It smells like farts, purple, and like one of those orange rug couches.
Yeah. You want to smell it? It smells like farts and purple.
One time somebody asked me to name them like a Burning Man name because he had kids and he couldn't afford to go.
That's
so
terrible.
I named him Artificial Blue.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Now let's
blue
see.
Is worse than purple.
I know. I personally love the way artificial blue tastes.
I did just learn something about because these are clear. I learned something about what is this called? Carbonation.
Label? Oh, carbon.
Do you see that there's now bubbles acid. Inside this, but not in there?
Yeah. So do you know how I can?
I do now.
This is not a science show, but it's carbonic acid under pressure. When the pressure releases, the CO2 exits the liquid. So of course it's not bubbles on the inside of the thing when it's not open.
Story anyway, checks out. Your story checks out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tickle water was created to give children their very own bubbles that are fun, delicious, and cool.
Does it say children on
yeah.
it? This hipster drink, which is the hipsterest hipster drink ever, is for children.
Yeah. When my son took his first sip of sparkling water, he giggled because it tickled his tongue. From that moment on, we kept asking for my tickle water.
Huh. I don't know. This person seems inappropriate.
Yeah, tickle right water was created to give children yeah. their very own
I think that
bubbles.
Person needs, child services needs to be called on that testimony.
I think so. Heather, founder of Tickle Water, hashtag drink your bubbles, needs to be.
Hey, Timmy, you want
to
tickle
water? Does anyone know the number
water?
From child services?
All right, so I'm going to put this in my mouth and tell you what it tastes
okay,
like.
And then I'll go. I'm going to hate it because I hate flavored water because it's like watered down soda.
Oh, wow. You described it. But it also has a taste of metal, which is weird because it's a plastic.
Oh God! Oh God! That's so gross. It's like the backwash in a thing of Welch's. Oh man!
That's I do like salt water, and that's the worst.
No, you have. No,
to.
I know I have.
You
to.
Have. God damn
it! I have to drink salt water,
and I have to be
worse.
After three people who are like.
You're gonna be like.
You're faking it. You liked it.
No, I really liked
it. Well, there was and it keeps coming. It's like it goes.
The one thing about this, is I knew
you
I
can
hate
have some
it.
Whiskey.
It tastes like
first.
Paint.
Like paint.
Okay, I think I hate it the most, and I'm gonna go for another one.
No, and I feel it on my lips.
It kind of tastes like the skin of a grape that is then like mashed up in water with like a metal fork.
It's horrible.
It tastes like toys smell.
It tastes like toys smell. Like a He-Man.
Yeah. Specific.
It tastes like that purple spiky He-Man guy. I forget his name. Like Spike Or something because they're all something Or.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thor Or. Do we want to try watermelon?
I mean, I'm going to hate
no.
that even more.
No. So. Rocks. What's that?
Love you guys.
We love you too. That was Jamie Arroyo. His show, Welcome to Our House, comes right before ours. It's great fun. It's good fuck music.
Mm. Such good fuck music.
Such good fuck music.
Welcome to Our House.
Oh, wait, we have fucked to that music.
Yeah, I think you probably have.
I think so.
Yeah.
known from experience. I think we have to try the watermelon, even though I don't even like watermelon. Like, I hate watermelon.
Finish that.
Why?
Because. All right, so now watermelon.
Oh God, no!
Oh, it's really bad. Oh God, that purple is so bad. Why is the purple so bad?
I have more faith in watermelon, though.
No, I think it's gonna be the worst one.
Please take care with unsupervised children, as can contains sharp edges and small parts. It's actually like really not.
It's got the
but aren't they marketing it to children?
Yes. Wait! It's
Jesus
got the
Christ.
It's got the instructions that it has on like Legos. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Naturally friendly.
Can I see it? Okay, we're gonna look at this thing.
I've been better. Stop that.
Like, yeah, it's naturally flavored. It doesn't taste naturally flavored.
No.
Drink. Hashtag drink your bubbles is the lamest hashtag that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
Oh wait, smell it when it opens.
It smells like crepes.
I'm going to take some water because I'm doing a tasting and I want to clean
it
my palate.
It smells like crepes and apple Jolly Ranchers is what it smells like.
Ooh, really?
Oh, no, but I like apple Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, but it's not good, though. It's actually shockingly better than the purple because I like purple, but like, oh.
I hate artificial purple and it's so nasty.
Oh, it does smell. It smells good to me.
It smells like crepes and Jolly Ranchers.
I don't know what any of that is, but I like the smell.
Oh, I like the smell too.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. All right.
Oh, it's not good though. It's not good.
It's not bad.
No, I mean, okay, I'm biased because I hate melons.
I'll try it.
Yeah, I like it. I would drink this.
I mean, I think, how much did you pay for that?
It was $2 for $2 marked down.
Yes, it was. No one
wasn't selling.
No one wants to tickle their water.
Nobody wants
so
to tickle
their water.
They
were $1 each.
Yeah.
They were $1 each, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really
but you
small.
Have to buy two.
Like, they're tiny. Like, you can get a whole Poland Springs. It's like three times the size for $1.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's not a good deal.
They're 9 ounces, so, like.
That's not a good deal.
Eight. I can't tell because the labels are all messed up. But like a can of soda is 12 ounces, right? So this is less than a can of soda by a lot.
No, I think 8 fluid ounces is normal, isn't it?
No.
Oh, that's just what a glass is.
No, it's 12 ounces for a can of soda and 16 ounces for the bottle of soda.
I mean, I guess that's probably why they're marketing it for kids, though, because they waste like a can. They usually waste a can. My mom would always say, glass that. Oh, wait.
Contains no juice.
No, I gave my real name. But she'd be like, Kristen, drink the whole can of soda. I don't want to waste my money. But mom, you bought this like on sale with 3 coupons. You didn't pay anything but like a cent for this. And she'd be like, you wasted my cent. That's my mom's voice.
I like how it says it's all natural.
That's how you always imitate your mom. Says, I don't know.
Contains no juice.
Voice. Kristen!
Oh my God.
Kristen!
But how does that, like, I'm imagining how that character, like, would sing a lullaby. Kristen!
I never got any lullabies. Yeah. It wasn't that sort of household.
Your mother, your impersonation of your mother reminds me of my friend's mother. When we would talk on the phone when we were younger, obviously it was cell phones, but for some reason she would pick up, she would somehow crack into the line on my friend's cell phone and be like, get off the phone, Danielle, I gotta make a phone call.
Is she Italian?
She is Harvey Fierstein. No, I'm kidding. No. She's not.
Hey, Danielle, I'm going to be in Hairspray.
Yeah.
That's more smoky. My mom doesn't smoke.
Do it so much trilogy, Danielle. I was just making
it more like Harvey Fierstein.
I'm a famous Broadway actor. Yeah. You could tell by my voice.
I want whiskey.
Okay, fair enough. I'll have sickle water. You have fire water.
Yeah.
I have a feeling the whiskey is going to run out even faster than when we had Erica on the show.
Oh my God, that was fast.
Are you mad at me for drinking all your whiskey?
No, I want you to finish it.
Yeah.
So maybe because I only
this small the whole show and for the ride home. Not yeah, this time.
No, it's gonna be done Sorry, before buddy. The top Listen. 10 list.
I mean, the drunker she is, the funnier it'll be. So this is
yeah, really think it through, face boy.
Yeah,
don't be so ungrateful.
I'm not. Have you heard of Marleying?
What is that?
No.
Oh God, this water.
Is
sorry.
It when you get a dog and then it dies and then you cry because it's Marley and me?
Yeah, you just watch a movie.
No.
And then you get sad because the dog dies in it. Is that Marleying?
That's Marleying, right?
Yeah.
It's texting your ex around Christmas time.
Why?
Marley, Scrooge.
Oh, Ghost of Christmas
Past. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it?
Did you come up with that?
What's that?
Did you come up with
I
that?
I wish I did.
So yeah, is it that's just brilliant. Intentionally to like piss him off and never talk to him again, but just text him right
no,
now?
It's no, more, it's more like, from it's the more dead. Like, hey, I'm in town. You want to fuck? So but you don't say that. You just say Merry Christmas. I'm here.
I think that would be way different story if Jacob Marley came to tell him that he wanted to screw like
yeah.
Ebenezer. These are the chains I'm going to tie you up with.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer, screw me. That's great. These are the chains I got through life, through fucking in the butt.
So has anyone here texted an ex on yes. Christmas just because I knew it?
No, wait. I didn't hear the whole question.
Yes, you did.
I mean,
texted an ex around Christmas time because it's acceptable to reach out around that time to someone.
Oh, God, no.
No,
I do that.
I could tell you that I absolutely was going to.
I'll text.
I just didn't follow through with my plan.
Oh, so this is like the birthday thing where like you're allowed an ex can text you on your birthday and be like, "Happy birthday!"
Want to fuck?
Because it's your birthday. Because
want to fuck?
I mean, the want to fuck is implied, right?
Yeah, that's the subtext.
I mean, I've gotten texts from exes.
Blah, now blah, you blah, know. Blah,
on my birthday, but I don't think they wanted to fuck.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Probably did.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
Well, I missed out then because they were hot.
I mean, the subtext of any man speaking to a hot woman is, "I want my dick in you."
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's.
What about
that's
when girls text back to boy? Like,
yeah, because it's a girl texting me.
What's you know, that?
It was a girl texting him. What about when girls do it?
Yeah,
she wanted it.
She wanted it.
She wanted the D.
Wanted it.
I mean, we're. Still
I mean,
friends,
I text
though.
My ex-wife sometimes just because like she ruined my life, and now I'm just trying to be nice and like not alienate her, and I don't want to fuck her.
That's what, I text someone because they ruined my life, and I'm not trying like so. These are these nice texts.
Well, it was because like there was so much radio silence, and then now recently I'm like, okay.
Speaking of the mic,
you know, I found out she donated to my friend's bar, and I was like, all right, we'll meet at the bar maybe, because like I alienated you from everyone because you ruined my credit and ruined my life.
Hey man, you
took a credit card out of unremember name.
I just think it's funny. You ruined my life. Let's hang out.
I mean, I didn't say that. I was like, hey, we can maybe do dinner one time, but we haven't done it yet.
Yeah. So you're just avoiding. You're using this to avoid, like, having dinner with her.
They're right? gonna fuck.
I'm not.
They're gonna fuck.
Yeah, they're just gonna fuck.
I don't care if she says she doesn't. She's doing. They're gonna fuck. Okay, everything she's saying will be irrelevant after they hang out and fuck.
Yeah, they're just. Yeah, they'll find.
Okay, Greg, they wanted to fuck you. That's the point.
Oh well, shit!
She can't even put on headphones. Right, paid no attention to her.
I was nervous about being on the show. I mean, you've asked me to be on the show a million times. So I was like, well, yes. And then I'd like cancel. I'd be like, well, I have a cough. I was nervous.
It's that time.
Is
already.
It? Oh, my. It did.
What time?
The top 10.
We're halfway through the show. It's time for our top 10 list.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, you'll just have to bear with me because the internet is a dick suck. I honestly hate the internet here.
Yeah, it sucks. So everything else is good.
Do some talk and lead up stuff.
Or I might be able to find it on my phone.
Just do some talking. Well, aren't you going to tell us what the top 10 is? Like
okay,
you do?
Yeah, what's the top
I think
10?
You're the one who's supposed to be doing the talking right now.
All right. Damn it.
But what do I know?
It's your radio show.
This is the Ass Radio World Food and Drink Tour.
Woo!
Top 10 destinations.
Your radio voice when you do that is so funny.
Really?
Yeah, like it's not at all your regular voice.
I changed a little bit.
I think anyone on the radio
sounds a little bit different.
Yeah.
My voice is lower on the radio, I think.
Am I a little bit clearer on the radio?
I mean, you're not talking. I think that maybe you're just gonna kill yourself, and it's not really fair. So sometimes I want to drink a little bit of alcohol, but I want to do things
for him. I'm a little bit nervous.
I was the whole time I was here. I didn't really want to be on the radio because I'm a little nervous. So I got a little coughing or something.
So
these are actual products that you can get from these actual places.
Okay.
This is the Ass Radio Food and Drink World Tour.
Okay.
Let's start out our tour in Ghana.
Ooh.
Rhea.
It's very hot there, so get yourself some pee cola.
P-E-E-Cola. P-E-Cola. So R. Kelly would eat that. It's the Ricola of R. Kelly's home.
Nice.
Of course, right in his mouth.
Yeah. It melts to pee right in your mouth.
Sounds sexy.
While you're in Ghana, why don't you wash that down with some Shitto sauce?
No.
Yes. Is that
also something R. Kelly would.
I honestly think that's like, that just must be SpaghettiOs. That's what they call it. This is some Shittos.
Some Shitto sauce.
Eat Shittos and die.
Yeah, eat some Shittos, motherfucker.
Time to fly over to Japan because you want some snack cakes. You want specifically the cream colon snack cakes.
Oh, I like those. Those are good. Actually,
you've had those?
Oh, all the time. They're not snack cakes. They're like little like puff balls with cream in them. They're good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not as disgusting
sounds
as
like
they sound?
They are delicious. They are delicious colon. That's actually a common thing for Americans to buy when they go to Japan because it's called colon.
Yeah, what made you buy something called colon and then put it in your mouth?
Why wouldn't I do that? You not know me.
I don't know. I had to really force you to get the tickle water to happen.
Yeah, that's disgusting. The picture
tickle
on the
water, disgusting. Colon in my mouth, not gross.
They're not okay. Continue.
Time to jump over to China.
This is
gonna
be fake.
Get yourself some vegetarian swallow balls.
I think that could be real.
It is.
I know.
Are they gluten free?
That could actually be real. Actual swallow balls, like the balls of a swallow.
Vegetarian swallow balls.
Oh, balls made of swallow.
Or balls that you are to swallow.
Yeah. I've got hollow balls.
Time to go to Jamaica. for some cock-flavored soup mix.
Okay, that's everywhere.
No, I've purchased cock-flavored soup mix before, not in Jamaica, but and I think that the brand that makes cock-flavored soup mix, and it is like the same brand every single time I ever see it, and it is the one that they have in Jamaica, I'm pretty sure, it knows. They know.
They're not like
it's joking. Helping them sell more.
I've sent pictures to people of
yeah,
this.
I once had a packet of cock flavored soup mix.
A packet of cock.
Just in my apartment, and I never made it, but I had it for like a year, and then I moved, and I was like, well, I'm not keeping this old cock.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's why I date young.
That's the reason.
Let's go to our fifth stop on our world tour, which is going to be Argentina, where you can get some pukey burgers.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Gotcha! That was a fake one.
But pukey burgers, it's, yeah.
That sounds pretty fake.
But yeah, in Argentina, you can get barfy burgers.
All right.
That's real.
See why I was like, it's plausible? Okay,
right. Yeah, it was plausible because it was cute sounding.
Yeah.
Pukey sounds cute.
He tried to get me with a master baits, bait and tackle. I'm like, it should just been master bait and tackle. Then you would have got
me. Yeah, then I would have got you. Let's travel over to Finland and get some dry pussy fish chips.
Nope.
Nice. Yeah, so like, that can't be.
But they do have some juicy pussy bread.
Really?
Yes. Finland has some juicy pussy bread.
Yeah, it does. I'll tell you that. Juicy pussy bread.
While you're in Finland, why not get some mega pussy chips?
Wow. I'm really curious on the Finland has, the Finnish language has the most conjugations of any language. I'm curious, like what tense these words are in Finnish, because it's crazy.
We should look it up.
We only have two more stops on this trip. With your mega pussy chips, go to Turkey and get some semen dip.
Semen?
Yeah, that's amazing. Does it have a bunch of sailors on it?
How is that even spelled?
C-E-M-E-N.
Okay.
Semen dip.
Okay.
Semen dip.
It could be kemen.
But it's semen!
Yeah.
Semen
Do you need to put your glasses on for the number one? What just happened?
I do. Our final stop is Thailand.
Uh-oh.
Where you can enjoy cock on the mountaintop jackfruit in syrup.
I mean, I love jackfruit and especially in syrup, but why is it called cock on the mountaintop?
Jackfruit.
Yeah.
In syrup.
What does a cock on the mountaintop have anything to do with jackfruit?
I don't know, but it's beautiful for a number one.
Why the mountaintop? It's so picturesque.
Hey, there's the ones that didn't quite make the list. In Greece, they have Virginia beer.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, they do.
No, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, they do. Enjoy a nice Italian pasta if you want some fagottini.
Yeah, I do. Want some fagottini.
That's stupid.
Feeling like some cookies? I don't know where this is from, but double cream betweens.
I think I have some of those.
Australia has a Golden Gay Time ice cream bar.
Nice.
And China has child shredded meat. Pulled pork
God.
For children.
Child
shredded meat.
That's so hilarious.
Where is it?
China.
Okay.
China.
I think it says what it is.
And the last one, I don't have the country for, but it is creamy white finishing sauce.
Creamy white finishing sauce.
Creamy white finishing sauce.
Well, if you're finished, it's creamy and white.
China, if they have you know how they have cat and dog on the menu. If you're annoyed at your pet, do you just eat it?
I don't think that the cats and dogs that in Asian countries that they eat are the same as the ones that are pets. They look they're like kind of like how they're bred just for meat and they look different.
But what if you get pissed?
What?
What if you get pissed at your cat or dog?
I don't think they eat their family loved one.
Yeah, they just murder for sport in that situation, apparently, according to theory.
They farm their murder. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I mean, we do that here, too, but we don't have cow pets.
No. I mean... I feel like they don't feel like it's the same.
I mean, I used to have a really hard time eating pork because I had this swim teacher. She had this really nice pig pet, and she'd bring it to the pool, and then I like got really attached to this pig, and I was like, "You guys are murderers." Then I got over it.
That's kind of actually how I became a vegetarian. There was this baby lamb that I was playing with, and I loved this baby lamb, and we were dancing with the lamb and holding the lamb and cuddling.
I love veal though; it's the best meat.
You're a monster. And then the next thing I know, like, these kids are outside my window and they're all really happy and they're speaking Greek. And I'm like, "Mom, they want me to go see the something. And this is a word my mother and I don't know in Greek." And she's like, "I don't know what it is, but it sounds like they're having a lot of fun. You might as well go back out there and see what it is."
Oh, God.
You're playing with the fucking skin of a lamb that I loved when it was alive.
Oh, no.
So I know I have friends that work on farms in the South, and like one of the and or at least they grew up on a farm and their brother owns the farm. And they tell me like one of the things that they they had to stop doing was they would like name the cows on the farm. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be like, "How's Susan? Oh, Susan's real good right now." And then like one of their kids, raised one of the cows, and then they were eating, and they're like, "Oh, how's David?" And then the kid's like, "David." And they're like, "Oh, well, guess we have to stop naming the cows."
Why don't they just stop eating meat?
I mean, their whole profession was
well, they should
the
just
meat.
Fuck themselves.
Okay. When you dream, Catherine, can you still hear the horrible screaming of the lambs?
I do. Oh, yes, Carrie, tell me. You still hear the lambs?
Folks, if you enjoy our world tour, if you enjoy this show, if you want to support Freeform Radio, if you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. Maybe you want to support this show. Maybe you want to sponsor this show. You can give as little as $1 a month for 6 months. That's $6. That's a beer. That's like...
Beer.
That's a beer.
Some places beer in a shot.
There's a beer and a shot in some places.
It's like two PBRs. Yeah. Bar.
If you want to sponsor the show, go to rfb.nyc/.
Yes.
That's rfb.nyc/.
Yes.
It's tax deductible. You can even pretend that you did it in December. And take it off of this year's taxes.
Or you could just do it every year.
I just made that up.
You could just do it every
year.
Totally
can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think you
can.
My mom will probably donate since it's tax deductible. But
your mom might donate?
Yeah, but don't show her this show.
Don't show her. Don't let her listen.
But she'll donate if it's tax deductible.
Tell her to watch the show.
Yeah.
Every fucking episode is like some sort of mention of her daughter fucking...
No, not true. Sometimes it's audio of you fucking.
Yeah.
His mother is totally down with us. Like, she talks about our sex life. But my
ask
mother,
her about
not so much
the
my
CIA.
Mother. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might be able to get some stuff out of her. They've become like fucking besties.
I was like, about MKUltra. I was like, "Well, you know, your mom was in the CIA during MKUltra." And he was like, "Well, I don't know what you're talking about." And I was like,
please ask her. We want to know.
I really want to know about MKUltra.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's like the government like admitted to making
chemtrail.
No, MKUltra. They admitted to making sex slaves out of like tons of people. They let people out of jail like if they like made their children into sex slaves.
Wait,
and I think
what?
One of my best friends is actually like a product of MKUltra. But this is a real thing. This is like they've admitted to it. See, I was like, "Sorry about it. We thought this would help," and it's basically when his dad was actually running it. Is that when they did it? Oh.
Mom, I think you mean when
godfather.
His mom was working there.
My godfather.
Your godfather?
Yes.
I met your mom. I didn't know about that. You should have told
some more.
You should have told
loose
me.
Loose lips sink ships.
Well, now I know. Now you should have said when you said, "This is what I don't want to talk on the show," you should have given me your things.
Yeah, basically.
It's your own fault.
It's your fault.
It's your own fault. I told you I didn't want to talk about my divorce, which I'm going to
Jesus Christ.
You know we're still on air, right?
Keep giving her more and more whiskey, and the show gets better and better.
Whiskey.
Yeah, specifically, what about the divorce don't you want to talk about?
Yeah, take a swig.
Tell us specifically what we shouldn't bring up.
I was just saying an eye for an eye. I told your thing here. I'll tell my thing.
Let's all admit something.
I'm getting divorced.
I mean, what am I going to do? I don't know how to play this.
I met your godfather.
Catherine, admit something. I want to do it. I want to play this game. I don't know how I'm going to admit.
my dog has really smelly farts.
That's true.
That's not been you. That's not about you.
Yeah, that's totally, doesn't count. Everyone knows that already.
Oh, I could admit something. The person you mentioned earlier is my former stalker, so I won't say her name.
Who did you mention?
I don't know.
Whiskey Birthday.
I have no idea.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
You have no idea who my former stalker is?
Whiskey Birthday?
That's awkward, though.
You just mentioned this person, and we play audio every single episode that was provided a person that I won't talk about.
That's right.
So like, if she's listening, she now knows that I refuse to talk to her.
Ooh.
She knows that I refuse to talk to her, but she called into the show when I was like not talking to her, and I was like, hang up.
Really?
So, yeah. Face girl.
Yeah, pass by.
I'm thinking that we might be able to get free sex products, free sex toys.
How?
Well, because we are co-hosts, mm-hmm. male, female, of a radio show that's doing well on Radio Free Brooklyn, doing extremely well. And I also have a girlfriend, and we could product test.
I think that's brilliant.
I saw this thing on Amazon someone wrote this review, and they're like, I got this for free to give an honest review. And I'm thinking, if they're giving this guy, you know, just some guy.
A random person, yeah.
You know, just some guy.
What company is it? Adam and Eve?
Yeah, you should have checked which company.
Because I feel like Adam and Eve would do it because they give things away all the time.
Yeah, really? just
that's how I got a lot of
my cock rings.
Yeah, I have a mountain of cock rings.
But also write down whichever company it was, because not all companies are willing to give.
Yeah, if you sent an email to a bunch of different companies and being like, hey, this is what we do. Here's our show. Here's a link. We wanted to do this segment on that
all
for
the
a while on sex toys and like product testing them. Is there anything you that you would want to send us to product test?
Oh, that's much better than asking for something specific.
Yes.
And then they'll send you
something. And then it's funnier, too.
I told him he was wording it wrong.
You can ask for something
specific.
He was
like, can you send me some free shit? I was like, that's not how you word it.
You didn't write that like that, did you?
I didn't write to anyone yet. I'm glad you have no follow-through.
He said it to me. I'm going to write to them. Can you give me some free shit? I was like, you can't say it like that.
Yeah, just say you're doing, explain the bit, give them a link to your show, give them your numbers, and then be like, is there anything you would like to send us to put in this segment? And we'll mention your name on the air, and maybe they'll send you something insane.
Yeah, ask for three of everything. Like,
that's really nice things, actually.
Yeah, they'll either send you something that's really nice or something that's fucking bonkers, both of which are nice to get.
Have you tried the lipstick of the one that you like, of the company you told him you like, the lipstick one?
The Womanizer.
Oh, have I tried it? Yeah, no, it's fucking amazing.
The lipstick one? I like the discreet lipstick.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. I always ask my roommate when he's coming home so that I know if I can use it or not.
Yeah, this thing is like, do a product review of the Womanizer as if they gave it to you for free.
I did get it for free, so I
haven't used the vibrator in a long time.
Yeah. Well, the Womanizer is amazing because it concentrates on your clitoris and it has sucking action. And broke the window.
So she just bashed her head backwards into the window.
I was like, sucking is a lot of, that's a lot. I don't know if I can handle sucking.
No, it's so good.
Why are you trying to give me that much? I'm a little scared that you tried to give me sucking action.
What?
She has a problem receiving that kind of specific pleasure.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I can deal with
all that.
But do ask for three of everything. One for you, one for me, and one for me to give away at Satanic Bingo.
No, one for me.
No, the ones you product test, you can clearly give away at Satanic Bingo.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No.
I think that might be illegal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I can't do that. No, they have to get clean toys.
I mean, I'm just...
Because I want them to come back. I want to build people coming back. I don't think people come back.
I didn't know that was the point of saying that.
Yeah. No, because if I wanted to give them toys that I've used, I'd have so many things that I could give them.
Yeah, just a closet full of junk.
You saw my bag.
I mean, yeah.
I have a bag full of sex toys that are all, like, labeled and put in, like, individual...
For all the mess that is your apartment, it is all in labeled bags or bins.
Yeah. It's very organized.
No, it's
girlfriend,
not.
How would you review the real dough?
Okay. Well, the real dough, the problem is right now we don't have like a strap on that fits me. I'm too small for a strap on. But it otherwise is perfect. So I have to, the problem right now is like I'm trying to hold you and it at the same time. I'm like,
you use your Kegels.
But no, it's because the strap on itself is too hard.
But it is no strap.
It's too, no.
It's supposed to be strapless, but.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, we haven't actually tried it strapless.
Maybe I should try it strapless. Maybe
all right.
Maybe
that would work. And then better. we'll.
But I do like it a lot. Like it gives me good pleasure. It gives him good pleasure. It's a double.
I totally barb out.
Yeah, I mean, you're a barb anyway.
He seems to enjoy it more than just a regular strap on. Like a regular strap on, like he hasn't gotten so.
And
like,
I'll tell you
I can't
why.
Get as deep. I can't get as deep.
And it's because with a regular strap on, there's always a part of me that's like, "What's she getting out of this?"
Mm. Oh, I get a lot of it.
And I know you do. I know you do. I understand. You know, when we were talking about this the other day about how you can understand something intellectually, but then to integrate it into your emotional self.
That was like an hour ago.
Yeah.
This is the most couple argument that's ever happened. It's like 2 seconds.
It's just like us.
No, absolutely not.
He just said he doesn't. He refuses to date you.
I know. That's why I will continue to bring it up.
There is no way that I've seen your life and I know better.
Cut to our wedding.
All right. We only have about 9 minutes
Hold
left,
up. He's got to confess something.
I don't actually know what to confess.
Well, figure it out. You got time.
You just said your dog's fart smell. That's not
No, I said about anything. My stalker.
Oh.
Oh, you did. Yeah, that's a real thing.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, think about it while Faceboy says what he's about to say.
We're doing Florida Man.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah, we're going to do it a thing.
All right.
Okay, here are the big...
Do we want to play a round of the game, Florida Man, first?
Here are the Florida Man things that actually happened this week. Florida Man, Timothy Up the Grove. That's his fucking name.
That's amazing.
Leads police to the
wife
that he
murdered. His name led him there.
Yeah.
Leads police what?
To a wife that he murdered. Florida Man fighting to keep emotional support squirrel.
Hold up. How did he leave police?
Wait. The transition was so abrupt that that's so funny.
I know.
How did he lead police to his murdered wife?
You got to look that up on Google.
I will. It's important.
Florida man breaks into neighbor's house to pet their cat.
Yeah. He's not crazy.
No, that's an insane person.
I sent you a link.
I will pull it up.
Florida man reports drunk driver himself. And we have the 911 tape.
Oh, well, we'll talk about this internet thing.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, keep going. Are there any more?
Yes. Here's the one that I really liked. Florida man paralyzed after falling from roof while chasing a monkey that stole his favorite Steelers hat.
Stop it.
Yep.
Florida man likes the Steelers?
Yes, he does.
I've lived in Florida. Florida man likes all sorts of sports. It doesn't matter where they're from.
I like Florida Man as a regular segment.
Let's play a round of our game, Florida Man.
How's that go again?
Where we each say one word to come up with a headline for a Florida Man.
Okay.
So ready? Florida. Just say man.
Florida Man.
No, just say man.
Man.
Let's try it again. Ready? Florida.
Man.
Wakes.
Up.
Entire.
House.
Of.
Turkish.
Barbarian.
Bath.
Women
stuff.
Really?
I got lost on bath.
All right.
I want it to be like bath salts.
All right.
Bath
let's try it again.
One word.
Let's try it again.
Oh, I should have just said bath salts.
Yeah.
All right. Because I really wanted you to get some. All right. Sorry.
Let's try again.
Okay. Time for a hint for the no one has said the secret word yet.
All right.
I've got that video though if you want to.
Cunt.
Yeah. Nope. Damn. It's two words.
Do you want to do this or the secret hint?
Die, bitch.
Dingleberry.
It's that time of year, and weather forecasters are calling for an active hurricane season. At FAS, we know what hurricane force winds and flooding can do to windows and doors. That's why we recommend
folks,
the highest level of protection.
Folks, speak over that commercial and say, please give to the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, they need your money, Red Cross. Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Also, you can go to faceboy.com for all past episodes of Art Star Scene Radio and a bunch of other stuff.
Every day in Polk County, an alleged drunk driver dials 911 on himself. And tonight we've got the recording of that. Josh Cassio is live in Polk County. Josh, this is clearly a strange one.
Yeah, you can say that again. And
he's
this was
so
the
excited.
Very last DUI arrest in Polk County in 2017, and by far one of the most bizarre. I mean, when is the last time you ever heard someone dialing 911 on themselves?
My ex.
Just how intoxicated was Michael Lester alleged to be on New Year's Eve?
Judging by the meth wounds,
he's covered in lesions.
You were really messed up. And he was really messed up.
Yes, you heard that right. Lester dialed 911 to report that he was drunk driving around Winter Haven. The sheriff says he was high on meth to boot.
I called
knew
him.
It.
Okay, what is it you're trying to report, sir?
I was just drunk driving.
You're drunk driving right now?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, well, can you
I'm
pull
actually
up?
Right in front of the police department right now.
Okay, can you pull over somewhere so an officer... Where are you right now?
I don't know. I'm too drunk.
Okay, well, you need to pull over.
Deputies say he was swerving
Miriam,
and driving
Catherine,
erratically.
Miriam.
No, I will.
Listen to what he tells the dispatcher.
Only if he
about
wants
it.
To.
Are you in the
only if he wants to way too much.
I'm driving on the wrong side of the road.
Now you're driving on the wrong side of the road. Going in which direction?
I don't know. This guy won't get out of the way, though.
Eventually, deputies arrested him for DUI and
he
other charges.
He has Crocs on.
Put him in jail.
Fucking Crocs.
He has jailbird orange Crocs on his on while he's wearing his jail clothes. Is that a Florida thing?
L-O-T-O, we laughed.
He wanted to mash, he knew where he was going.
Maybe Lester will start a trend.
If we can get everyone that's committing crimes just to go ahead and turn themselves in, just to report it, you know, we would appreciate that.
Because it's really hard for us to solve crimes on our own.
He's the driest comedian. Like, that guy, his stand-up must be real awkward.
County. In December, they made 30 DUI arrests, so this one was number 30 and Mark, the most memorable one.
He looks like such a bro.
I do not believe that is the most memorable DUI in that county for a year. There is no way. There is probably someone that came, like, walked into a Walmart with a gator. I've lived in Florida.
With a gator.
With, like, yeah, like, you just walk around Florida and there's just they're just in like the streams next to the road for no reason.
But drunk people try.
Drunk people pick them up. There were. It's not. This is not. It's not rocket science. It's the opposite of that. They're like, hey Clyde, and then they pick up a gator.
No, that's so bad.
Oh, straight up. I mean, I lived in Florida in high school for 2 years, and once as an adult, and both times were full of bullshit. So this is not an unusual.
How's New York City been?
I like New York City. It's a lot less bullshit than Florida. I mean, I've lived lots of places. New York has its own set of bullshit, like guys just masturbating while looking at women across. My friend,
like on the train.
My friend,
like Louis C.K.
Yeah, like Louis C.K. What a fucker. No, my friend Emily.
So New York.
The train, though.
My friend was just on the platform, and then some homeless guy looked at her on the other side of the other platform and just started yanking it.
You can charge your phone on the platforms.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Some of those things.
I've been waiting for years to figure it out, and then I saw this guy today. Like,
today,
like,
on the way to the show.
Perched very high, and he was on the red rails. Like, they're actually on the...
Yeah, so the vacuum club plugs that people charge their phone in, yeah.
Yeah, but there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea.
And I did know about them. It,
everyone knew that but us?
Yeah.
But I'm too sure to fucking reach them, so I'm going to need you there.
Well, okay. you just start carrying around a step stool, like, on your
no,
back.
No, she's going to carry him around. not a battery pack, but a human. Confess something.
I've been trying really hard. I'm so straight-laced yet and honest that I can't think of a thing that would be, like, juicy or, like, that I've done that's wrong that I haven't told anyone about. Because
that's ridiculous.
I'm being honest here.
That's
I'm
a
like,
lie.
I really can't think of anything. I'm sure that later I'll be in bed sleeping and I'll wake up and go,
God, James Chavez. He's going to be like, no.
My memory's just bad.
Did you finish your tickle water? I finished mine.
I did. It was awful the whole time.
Yeah. Mine was great.
Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank you, Lucille.
Thanks, Francis.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Face Boy.
And tune in each and every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio Live. And then we have a rebroadcast.
9 a.m., I think.
I don't know. No, I think it's 11 p.m. on Sundays.
Also, check out Satanic Bingo tomorrow at Bazaar Bar. Satanic Bingo, Femme Appeal. Come check us out, 7 p.m.
Oh, this is important. If you're eating Christmas candies and you still have some around, there's a recall because you could actually die if you eat these. So please, if you have in your house...
Very